Good morning. It's September 22nd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is, I Believe in Me. And you're listening to the British Grenadiers, the Royal Army Medical Corps Band. Complete self-confidence is not merely a sin. Complete self-confidence is a weakness. G.K. Chesterton. I may have previously alluded to the fact that G.K. Chesterton, the early 20th century British philosopher, journalist, humorist, and theologian, is one of my favorite writers ever. The creator of the Father Brown Mysteries, he is much more than simply the absolute master of logic and paradox that he is universally acclaimed to be. He is perhaps, with C.S. Lewis, who admired him greatly, the greatest Christian apologist of the last millennia. In the quote above from the introductory chapters of his seminal work, Orthodoxy, he is responding to the comment of a prominent publisher and acquaintance who remarked about a third party, "That man will get on. He believes in himself." Chesterton's immediate response was, not only is the one who believes primarily in himself suffering from a dangerous weakness of mind and character, he is in fact destined for the lunatic asylum. The publisher objected that he knew many men who believed in themselves and yet were not in asylums. Chesterton, who was always making a point, often with hyperbole and humor, not surprisingly had a retort for the publisher. Oh yes, you would know of them, like the drunken poet from whom you wouldn't accept a dreary tragedy. He believed in himself. Or the elderly minister whose epic writings led you to hide in a back room. He believed in himself. Actors who in fact believe in themselves. It would be much truer to say that a man will certainly fail because he believes only in himself. Believing utterly in oneself is a hysterical and superstitious belief. The exasperated publisher then asked Chesterton, "Well, if a man is not to believe in himself, in what can he believe?" He replied, "Well, I shall go home and write a book in answer to that question." Thus was born the 155-page tome, Orthodoxy, published in 1908. The very foundation of Christian doctrine rests with original sin. Man chose not the righteousness with which he was bestowed at creation by a loving God, but instead chose to reject his Creator, going his own way, trusting in his own choices and strength to get him what he wanted out of life. In today's parlance, how's that working for you? The entire story of the Bible, revealing both the nature of God and the nature of man, answers the question. On his own, man ultimately goes astray and fails. Peace, happiness, and the true success that comes from sacrificially helping others in love is the purview of those who believe in something outside of themselves. It belongs to those who trust in the Lord. There's a reason the scriptures speak of those who hope in the Lord soaring on wings like eagles, Isaiah 40:31. God takes ordinary people and does extraordinary things through those who have faith. The Bible is replete with examples from Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Moses, Samuel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Elijah, Ruth, Daniel, and the likes of David the shepherd boy, right down to John the Baptist, all of the disciples, and Saul turned Paul, just to name a few. Self-confidence is not a bad thing when it's based on the recognition that everything we are, God made us to be. Yes, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139:13. But a relationship with the one who did make us is the only way to achieve our true potential. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5. Orthodoxy had as much influence on my spiritual direction as any single book. It's one of the few books I go back and reread. Philip Yancey. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you that you have made us as we are, but keep us mindful every day that our strength, our identity, our potential are all dependent on believing in our Savior, not in ourselves. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.